Notorious mobster James Whitey Bulger has been found dead in prison. He once lived a double life as the murderous leader of Boston's Winter Hill Gang and an FBI informer coaxing corrupt agents to help him avoid prosecution. He was on the run for 16 years, the FBI's most wanted man. He was captured in 2011 when he was found living a quiet life in Santa Monica, California. He served a life sentence after being convicted in 2013 of a long list of crimes, including 11 murders, and had just been transferred to a prison in West Virginia. David Bowery covered Bulger for decades for our home station WBUR in Boston. And David, we know he had a lot of enemies. He was also 89. Do we know what happened?
Yeah, he certainly was on a downward trajectory at 89, Robin. He'd had 8 heart attacks in his stint in Florida. There'd been lots of medical complaints. He was going to be sent to a medical facility, he'd been assured. He ends up last night in a non-medical facility at a maximum security prison. He arrives last night, and he doesn't make the morning roll call. Mm. He was killed sometime over the night behind an open door.
You say killed. The evidence is?
The sources say mm-hmm. that, in fact, he was killed. He was attacked.
Well, one of his associates had just been sent to prison. I mean, he had a lot of enemies. Do you have any? I mean, I know you don't want to speculate, but...
I would say this. There were lots of people. There were lots of people that wanted Bulger dead. What is at least irony here, and striking irony, is one of the inmates at that prison had just been convicted, along with Frank Salemi, a legendary mob boss, mm-hmm. for the murder occurring in Massachusetts decades ago. He had just been convicted, and that person, Paul Wiedek, was assigned to the same facility, which makes one question why in the world the Bureau of Prisons would put somebody like Bulger in a prison where there would be proximity to that other inmate.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and find out more from officials. But what are you hearing anything from the families of the people he was involved in killing?
No, I have not. I've been working on the story. I've been working on the story of what happened there and how, and trying to get those details. It's still early on. Notice was not made to the family. It was made to the lawyer, but that was only this morning, relatively recently.
Well, look, this is going to reverberate throughout at least New England, but I don't want to say what was his legacy. We only got a minute left here because it was one of terror, really. But
he was present and presided in this six-decade span of awe-inspiring evil and violence and law enforcement corruption involving the FBI. It was stunning what happened to the city, what happened to law enforcement, what happened in state politics, and to the local culture, including media, who were allegedly corrupted by him in one way or another over all that time. It is like a saga. It's like one of the greatest, longest sagas in the English language. It's still playing out, and there's still more to come, even though he's dead.
Yeah. Well, and his run ended. We always are reminded when somebody gave a tip to officers. I think this was a former Icelandic beauty queen who noticed this man in Santa Monica, and that's how his trail ended. David Bowery, who covered Whitey Bulger for WBUR in Boston. Whitey Bulger found dead in the prison he'd just been transferred to. As David Bowery said, his sources say he was murdered. David, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.